This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's really good, everybody? How y'all feeling today? Today we doing Long Hair Don't Care. So if you're a fan of Fro Nose Photos, tell him I'm coming for him. But tell him in a good way. That's I like his content. But just let him know we coming for him real quick with the Fro Nose, you know. Anyway, what's good? Today we're gonna talk about some AI. We gotta talk about AI because Monday I released a video about an AI tool that helps you create storyboards. And you may think like, what's the big deal, Ty? Who cares about that? We're going to talk a lot about that. Because if you and I go on for the same client and I present them with a storyboard that look like that, it's game. But first, let's roll that intro. We got to do that on this podcast. Let's do it. Let me grab some of this bread and get out a little real quick.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
What's really good? If this is your first time on this channel, my name is Ty, and Flash Film Academy is not about teaching you how to get better at After Effects so you can make your girlfriend look a little cuter. It's not about using Photoshop so you can bring in the waist and make the face pop of your favorite people. It's not about deep fakes and celebrities. This here is about getting that bag. It's about understanding the business side of content creation so that you can go out here and earn a living with this skill set that you love to do. All right? So let's talk about that, because this is the channel that's dedicated to it. One of the only channels that's dedicated to helping you understand how valuable this skill set is. All right. I just want to say real quick before we get started, I got to tell you before we get started, everybody who thinking about learning more about it, we got the free Capture and Convert kit over on flashfilmacademy.com. Go get it. It's two easy payments of $3.99. If you're looking to start to do this thing and make money, it will definitely help you out. In fact, it's one of the only tools that's going to teach you how to go get the bag before you spend a dollar with it. So very important that you go do that. Let's talk about a few things, because I want to talk about AI. Because camera guys, and I just want to be a little frank with you, a little honest with you. Camera guys have always been anti-technology. Camera guys have always been the stubborn anti-technology guys, right? We all know them old guys that shoot nothing but Nikon, or Canon. And they haven't looked at things the way they should be looked at all the time. If you got a camera store in your area, you know how stubborn a lot of those older guys are, because they don't look at the industry as a computer industry, in which it is, right? Camera industry is a computer industry. Your camera is a mini computer. It's a small computer, right? That's just, it is what it is. The number one camera manufacturer is Apple, believe it or not. So we have to look at this industry a little differently to survive and to grow. And AI is something that, if you are anti-AI, I'm sorry. You sound like the guys who were anti-digital camera. You sound like the guys who were anti-mirrorless. We're DSLRs forever. Film forever. You sound like Kodak when they had an opportunity to you know, deliver the first digital camera. You sound like those guys. And unfortunately, when we look back, now that we have hindsight on our side, we look at the fact that those guys didn't do well. So you can't be anti-AI in this industry. You need to be a forward thinker, and you need to think of ways to use AI to your benefit before it becomes mainstream. Let me give you an example. 5 years ago, do you know what you could charge to edit a headshot? Now, every app in the world let people whiten teeth and brighten eyes and smooth skin. It's very difficult to make a dollar editing images because they don't need you anymore. It's available everywhere. Now, if you were the type that jumped on it early in Photoshop when you really had to learn how to deal with different layers and different tools to accomplish this, you made a really good living editing images. If you jumped on it a little bit later where it was drag and drop into a Portrait Pro and you can move the sliders back and forth to edit a face once you pointed out what a face was, you still made a little bit of money in this industry. When you got to the point where every 14-year-old girl was downloading a Facetune app to hook their photo up, if you got in that late, you probably didn't make money in this industry. But the guys who started it in the beginning, they can tell you how they made thousands. They lived off editing images. It's very difficult to make a living off editing images unless it's a very high-level editing. But it's very difficult to do because it's available everywhere. Every phone offers an app to edit somebody's face and make their teeth brighter and their eyes pop. You can even add makeup now. So the point I'm trying to prove or trying to make is by being ahead of the curve, you can make a lot of money knowing how to do something the average person can't do. And there's a window of opportunity. That window is introduction until it make it to the phone, until it's a household thing. You have a big gap. So right now you should be using AI tools that people hear about. They're not really using to grow your business. And today I'm going to show you an AI tool that I am incorporating into my business. I did a video on it Monday. So check out that video. I'm gonna touch on it a little bit, but it talks about creating storyboards for your client. Why should I create a storyboard, Ty? Who cares? Your client care. Because if you want them to hand over $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, you need to provide something in advance to show them that they're in good hands. Now, once you get a client, you've delivered it and they love it, they'll keep coming back. You're fine. But there is, you need to find a way to reassure that client, right? The goal is to be reassuringly expensive. That's the goal. To do that, you need to stay ahead of the content creation game. You need to embrace all AI. You need to be using AI to write scripts. You need to be using AI to market the content. You need to be using AI to research trends, to understand if this video is going to grow organically or not. You need to be using AI for these things. And one thing you need to do here is you need to be using AI to help generate your storyboard for your clients. Big shout out to whoever hit the thumbs down button. It's okay to be mad. It's okay. I got some AI for that. So it's very important that you embrace this technology. There's always going to be one that won't. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to use their camera gear to take really good pictures of the remaining camera gear. And they're going to put it on Facebook Marketplace so we can buy it when they can't afford to keep it. Those are the people I like. Perfect. This is buying season. Usually, I'm going to tell you a little secret. It's my little insider. It's my gold members know. Stack your bread, because between the end of Christmas and taxes is the best time to buy used gear from people who don't know how to make money with their gear, because that's when they're struggling. January to about April-ish. Oh, man, you get the best deals on gear because people who don't know how to make money with it, they're struggling. They're selling that gear. They selling them 70 to 200s. They selling them 16 to 35 F2.8s. They selling them Canon R5s and them Sony A7Ss. They selling all of that because they can't make money with the gear. They don't know how to make money with it. And these are tools you use to make money. You should be having a better lifestyle if you can create great content in 2024. Content is needed everywhere. Content is the new crack. You should have a great lifestyle if you can create content. because there isn't, there, nobody, everybody is your client. Everybody is your customer. Everybody. Every customer, every business, everybody. They need more content than you can produce. You just don't know how to sell it to them. You know how to cook. You don't know how to sell. That's a problem. Now you got a whole bunch of creative talent and you don't know how to get it out and distribute it. That's a problem. We're here to help you solve that problem because there's a lot of companies and businesses who need what you have to offer. So much that I'm willing to give out the secrets because you can make all the money you want. It still won't cross into my world or mess with my money because there's not a lot of us out here who understand the value of the business side of what we do. 95% of people just want to be creative artists with their shoes off in a grassy field taking pictures of mountains, not realizing that there are businesses that rely on producing or putting out content every single day to make money. They have millions and billions to spend on content. Guess what? Somewhere right now, there are people who are at home looking at their camera, broke, wondering how they're going to pay bills. With credit card companies calling every 10 minutes, and they got a $3,000 camera that ain't made them $3,000 yet. They want to shoot in 4K and ain't made 4K. Help me help you. Tell me, what are you not getting? Why are you shooting in 4K and you can't charge 4K for your work? Why you want to shoot in 6K and you can't charge 6K for your work? You worried about the wrong number. You worried about the resolution and not solving a problem. But it's okay. For those who get it, I'm picking up what you're putting down. We good, fam. For those who get it. For those who just want to create dope content in hopes that it get online and go viral and you make money off ad revenue, good luck. Good luck. It is what it is. Anyway, today I want to talk about Catalyst. And if you go to list.flashfromacademy.com, list, L-I-S-T, .flashfromacademy.com, I post a lot of tools and services that I work with so that you guys can have access to it. Or if you go to flashfromacademy.com and click on tie list, you will see a list of tools that I use. This is a tool that I use with my clients, and I'm going to show you why, right? I'm going to show you why I like to use this tool. So this is it right here. This is Catalyst, and it's weird because it looks so good. What Catalyst do, and I'll give you the quick snippet for those who didn't watch the video. What it do is it takes your script and it creates images using AI for your script. In fact, it'll even help you write a script if you don't have one. So why is this important, Ty? Why do I care? Because this right here is an example of me creating content for a store that sells plumbing equipment. And these are images that it created based off my script. All the way down to the hero shot of the store owner. And I've changed it because I can change it to whatever I want. I can come in and make this person whoever I want them to be. And I can generate a different picture for whoever I want. I can say, I want this person to be whatever. And I can move this person around and say, I don't like their body language. Let's have them do whatever I want them to do. And I can create this storyboard and I can provide this storyboard to my client. In fact, we can have a whole presentation and say, hey, Mr. Client, let me show you what we're going to do with your video. Let me show you why you should hire us, why we're so great at doing what you need. Because we're going to start off and we're going to film the outside shot of the store of the city that's busy. We're going to show your front of your store. We're going to go to plumbers outside waiting to get in. We're going to have plumbers shopping. We're going to show a lot of your tools and things that's available. We're going to show plumbers putting stuff in the cart. We're going to show you, even though you look like the plumber, we're going to fix that later, which is a little AI glitch, but we can work with it. We're going to show your sales associates helping plumbers. We're going to show plumbers leaving with bags, happy that they bought from you. And then we're going to have a hero shot of you, the owner of the business, with your arms folded, happy that you've helped clients solve their problems. Now, Let's talk about this for a second. Let's talk about it. Because if you submit a proposal and I submit a proposal and your proposal look like a bill and my proposal has that on it, who do you think's going to win? I'll let you take a minute to think about it. I'll let you do the math. Who do you think's going to win? If you think it's me, put a 1 in the comments. If you think it's you, put a 2 in the comments. If your proposal looked like a bill and I submit a proposal that looks like a brochure and it has this in it as an example of how we storyboard out our shots, put a 1 if you think this will win the client compared to a bill. Put a 2 if you think a bill will win the client. And let's be real. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer, y'all. This tool, what if I told you this tool was $100 for life? And you can create as many photos and storyboards as you want. I don't have a relation to this company. I don't know these people. This is just something I've tried that works, that I'm sharing with you. I have no relation to these people. The only relation I have is on the website, there's an affiliate link. If you click it, we get a small percentage to help the channel, which is with everything. But I don't know these people. However, this is a tool that will help creatives be great at what they do. Not only that, my bill can be much higher than your bill. You can submit your proposal for $1,000. Mine can be $4,500. And if I got this added, my $4,500 seems way more doable than your $1,000 video that we don't know where you're coming from, how you're shooting, why you're shooting. It's a no-brainer. These are some of the things we talk about at Flash Film Academy. These are tools that we like to share with our students to get them one step ahead of everybody else. These are the type of things that your favorite YouTuber should be telling you about instead of just camera gear and lenses. A lens won't bring you the clients that this will. A lens won't help you close on clients like this will. Better gear, higher resolution won't help you land more clients like this $100 tool. These are the things you need to know about when you decide to go into business and make money doing this. If I got to choose between investing in more gear and something like this, I'm going to take this every single time because this is what helps you land clients. This is what separates you from the homeboy who show up to talk to the client in their regular clothes. It's things like this that really help you be great and help show the value that you offer to your client. And I think a lot of us never think about it from their point of view. You want them to spend top dollar with you for something that is not tangible in hopes that you can create something that is effective and works for them. I can show them before they spend a dollar what I'm capable of. This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. I can show them what I'm capable of simply by having this, simply by showing them the 6 shots we're, and this is, listen, let me tell you, if I'm working with this type of client all day long, I'm gonna shoot the same 6 shots. Because it works. It solves a problem. You ever look at Marvel movie posters? They all look alike. They don't reinvent the wheel. It solves a problem. They're not going to spend $1 million testing 10 movie posters again every movie. They're going to find one at work and they're going to run it through the whole multiverse until people get tired of it. This software works. And if you're a content creator, you need to be looking for tools like this to help you grow your business. This is the stuff that works. So again, let me go back to it again because I want to point out a few more things. And I can go in here and change whatever I want to change with the software. In fact, here are examples of images it gave me before I selected the image I selected. Now, let me tell you why I didn't select these images, right? Because in the beginning, when I said that the camera pans to a shop shelf filled with various plumbing parts and tools, it gave me shop lighting. I had to change it to give me retail lighting, which is more of a brighter white. unless you go to Sears, and Sears and Kmart still look like that. Best Buy, Walmart, those guys were smart, and they made the lights better so you feel more comfortable, you spend money. Little things like that can go along. Go back into a Sears. If you go into a Sears, it feel like this. This feel like Sears and Kmart. Old school Woolworth. It feel like an old company that barely holding on. It feel like a JCPenney. This feel like a modern company, a Nebraska Furniture. It feels like a, you know, a Best Buy. It felt like a modern company that sells tools, a Home Depot, you know, a Harbor Freight. That's what it feels like. And that's the goal that I wanted to achieve with showing this shot to my client. So this tool is an excellent tool for creating the storyboard for my client. Keep in mind, I just uploaded a script. It did everything. It told me what the shot should be and everything. I can go be more descriptive to get more shots, but it did everything. Here are multiple shots that it showed that I didn't like because it was outdoors and I wanted them indoors. I wanted them moving. I wanted them in a plumber outfit. So these were things that I changed working with this tool that I was more descriptive. And anybody who've used AI, the more descriptive you are, the better the image is going to be. The more you can describe what you are trying to achieve, the better it will be for the AI to create an image. And as it's getting better. It's getting better to know what a plumbing outfit looks like. I can do full shot. I can do close up. I can do medium shot. It's getting a lot better at determining what's what. I can change who this person is and go with a whole different, you know, whole different setup. So this tool is a no-brainer. If you go to list.flashfilmacademy.com, you can get the link to the software called Catalyst. Pretty dope software. In fact, that link is important because if you go to their website, let me say this again. If you go to their website, you're going to pay a monthly fee for this. If you go to the link that I provide, you'll pay one price and get it for life. Too easy. There you go. It's not what you know. Sometimes it's who you know. And those are the things we like to talk about on the Flash Film Academy side of things, because we got a group of members who are forward thinkers and they put business first, not just the creative stuff first, but business is what makes you the money in this industry. And if you want to do this part-time, full-time, or sometime, you need to value the business. You need to value how you present your company and your brand to your potential clients. And one of the questions I always get from people, and I will say it as much as I can say it. Alex T is called Catalyst. Go to list.flashfilmacademy.com to get it. If you go directly to their website, you can go directly to their website. You're going to pay $40 a month. If you go through my link, you'll pay $99 and get it one time, or pay it one time and have it for life. So it's not that I'm trying to steer you back towards my site. I'm trying to give you a link where you can go get it for a different rate without telling you, you got to go to this website, sign up for this, put in this code, download. If you go there, everything's there. I ain't got to spend 10 minutes explaining it. So you want to work with tools like this. You want to be around a group of people who can help put these tools in front of you and talk about items like this to help you grow your business. You want to definitely do that. Good looking out, Media Smith. You want to definitely do that. Or you can go to list.flashfilmacademy.com. So you want to be around people who are thinking about tools like this to help you grow your business. That's what Flash Film Academy is about. And like I said before, and I'll say this again, because the number one question I get is, Ty, where the clients at? How do I get more clients? I'm a photographer. I'm a videographer. How do I get more clients? You don't go get more clients. You be where they look. Just like I said, plumbers don't knock on your door. You can't convince somebody. You can't convince somebody that they need video. You need to be where the people who need video are looking, period. Mr. 1950 said, what camera and lens am I using? I'm using an A7S III with a Sigma 35mm f1.2. It's one of my favorite pieces of glass. E-mount f1.2 35mm. It's the truth. It's expensive, but it's the truth. It's one of my favorite ones. We going listen, there are times we're going to talk about gear. There are certain gear that you can purchase that will help in business, but we can't get hung up on all gear, because I guarantee you, you'd be surprised what you can do with a cell phone these days. My favorite camera out of all my cameras, I own multiple Reds, multiple Sonys. I've owned multiple Blackmagics. My favorite camera is this, the Osmo Pocket 3. This is my favorite camera, hands down, not even close. This is my favorite camera right now, period. If my house was burning down and I had to grab one camera, it'll be this one. Sorry, not sorry. Other cameras have other uses, but I can make more money with that camera than any of my cameras. And I truly mean that, because of its flexibility, because of what it offers. And I understand that my client, the image quality, the 1-inch sensor is enough to make all the money you need. Unless I'm shooting movies, which I'm not shooting movies. I'm working with businesses. So a smooth, clean image is one of the most valuable things you can offer your client. See, you're thinking 10-bit, 6K, all of this stuff, right? I'm going to tell you how I can beat your 10-bit, 6K, 4K even resolution pitch all day long. I'm going to tell you how I can crush it. I'm going to give you this secret. If you're not a Flash Film Academy member, you may want to consider being a Flash Film Academy member. There you go. But I'm going to give you this secret, right? I'm going to give you this secret. Let me take that off, because everybody ain't getting that. If this content is designed to go on your website, why would I want to put a 10-bit 6K video on your website? It'll slow your load times. Slowing your load times will drop your SEO. It'll increase your bounce rate. It means less people stay on your page. Why do I want to bog your website down for quality that the average person will never see? Because none of them own 6K screens. Most of them don't own 4K screens. And if they're looking at it from a cell phone, your provider is going to do everything it can to make sure that you initially stream it in the lowest resolution possible. So again, why am I selling you 6K 10-bit? Now, if you're saying as a creator, I want it so that I can edit and have the flexibility for color and, you know, I can crop and do all of that and then deliver it. That's cool. That's you. Them your problems, fam. The client don't care about that. That doesn't solve their problem. That solves your problem. 6K, 4K, 10-bit, that's appealing to you. Your client don't care about that. You will never get a client to say, oh, yeah, I'll take 6K, future proof. They don't care about that. What they care about is content that loads fast, solves problems, and have strong call to actions, so that people who are watching that content will act on that content. But people can't act on it if they don't sit through it, if it don't load fast enough to show them. You're getting the film industry mixed with everyday content creation. Film industry want quality. They want huge bit depth. They want that. John the plumber don't. He don't care for it. And if you think this is not true, look at how much videos are compressed to go on YouTube. Look at how much they're compressed. Go download your 4K file and watch as 50 megs. Watch as 200 megs. And you uploaded a 48 gig file. It gave you back a 200 meg file. Watch. Even you don't care about it the way you think you do. It's just that you've been brainwashed by all your favorite YouTubers to go out here and fill up some terabyte cards so that you can get back and push it in ways you don't quite understand. A lot of people shooting log and don't color grade. Why? To add a LUT to it? Why? You need to learn about color grading if you're shooting in log, if you want 16-bit, if you want a raw image. A lot of people shooting in raw thinking they're just going to upload it and it's going to look better. It don't. You have to go and learn what it takes to get the most out of that image. And if you don't, if you're slapping a LUT on it, you've wasted your time and your memory. But these are the things they don't talk about. But that's all we're going to talk about them here at Flash Film Academy. Anyway, I'm not going to hold y'all long today. I wanted to talk to you about Catalyst. I wanted to talk to you about AI. and why it's important that you embrace AI, why it's important that you learn to use it, why it's important that you implement it into your systems and processes, why it's important that you use AI to close more clients, you use AI to present your company in a better light to clients, and you want to make sure that clients understand that you have the ability to solve their problems. That's how you make money in this industry, by solving problems, not shooting images. My camera is a tool that I use to solve your problem. So I got multiple cameras, depending on what your problem is, right? A mechanic may have 20 wrenches, depending on what your problem is. I got a drill, I got a torque bit, I got all kinds of tools. I got 3 different jacks, depending on what your problem is. You may bring me an 18-wheeler. I need my big jack. You may bring me a Toyota Prius. I got my small jack. I need to know what I'm working on. That's the only reason to have multiple tools. So don't get caught up in the gear thinking everything is about gear. It's not. It's about this. When you grow that, your pockets will grow. And that's what we like to focus on. If you're not a member of Flash Film Academy, listen, we just pushed out some new stuff. We just pushed out some new pricing. That's all I'm going to say. Prices are a little different than last time you checked. So all I'm going to say, you may want to check it out. FlashFilmAcademy.com. You may want to check it out. On the Flash Film Academy side, tomorrow we're going to have an accountability meeting. It won't be live. So if you're not a member, you won't get it. And we're going to talk with a lot of our members about how they're using AI, ways to add AI, things they should be doing to help increase that price tag so they can get more per shoot using AI. We talk a lot about AI because it's inevitable. And if you are somebody that's on the surface, on the outside looking in, or you're just getting started, guess what? You're the first to go from AI. AI is coming after the easy stuff first. So you want to stay ahead of that. Alex T said, can you talk about how to handle outsourcing certain tasks like social media management? That's a great question, Alex. In fact, in the academy, we have a whole section dedicated to outsourcing, finding the right people, vetting them out, understanding how you need to get the information from your client to outsource it to your vendors. We also talk about what you should be charging for items that you outsource, how you want to CYA, cover your butt, and how you want to have a relationship with the person or client that you outsource it to so they don't overstep their boundaries or speak directly to your client. We talk about a lot of that in module 3. There's a whole chapter dedicated to that because we outsource a lot of stuff. By me outsourcing, I can sell things that are bigger than myself, like social media management, where I can go out and film it. And then I got my outsourcing team that manages the social media. We also talk about new AI tools that are a set it and forget it, that you may not need to outsource some of the stuff that you used to outsource just 2 years ago. Because there are AI tools in place where you can dump a bunch of files and it'll figure out when to post it. You link your client's account. They get a dashboard to log in. They link their accounts and boom, you're managing their social media. This is something we used to have a team to do just 2 years ago. We now have AI tools that will do, which means you get to pocket a whole lot more money. You don't got to worry about somebody being sick or late or not making it because you got AI that's doing it. That's on time, that do it every single time. So there are a lot of ways and there's still some things we want to outsource that we can't outsource to AI yet, but it's coming. It's coming. And it's great to know what your outsourcing options are because you'll have the ability to solve bigger problems for clients. We kind of teach a method of being the project manager with the client. My job is to manage the project. And if I got to put somebody in charge of photography and videography, that's not me. I have the ability to do that because project managers make more than photographers and videographers. Directors make more than cameramen. Think about it. Go look up any movie you want to look up. I guarantee you that the director and the producers made more than the people who was behind the camera. So to get that big check, you got to take a step back to get that big check. And you got to focus on directing. We can put a cameraman in that spot. I got a I got a list full of hungry creatives who would do something strange for some change to be on set. That's the easy part. It's easy getting people to be cameramen. It's hard getting somebody who is responsible and managing the complete project, because problems your clients have will require you to manage the complete project. So we got to change how you think about it. And if you think about it differently, and you take a step back and you realize the problems that you can solve individually, or the problems that you can solve when you manage it, and you put people in place or have AI or tools in place to manage those problems, you become a more turnkey solution for your client, right? I don't want to have to worry about nothing. We need a training video. Here's the book. Hook us up. Say less. But we're going to charge you for that. And that check is going to be a whole lot bigger than me saying, you write the script, sir, and tell us what you want to film, and I'm going to show up and hit the record button. Those are two different checks. One of those checks may pay your car note. The other check will pay off your mortgage. The choice is yours on where you want to stand within that position. I myself, I like to stand at the top. I like to manage the project. I like to provide a turnkey solution where my client is busy. They don't got, because busy clients got the bag. The clients that got all day to look over your shoulder, those are the penny pinchers. The micromanagers, they don't have nothing else better to do. The clients who got the bag, who can spend what you want to make, don't have time to look over your shoulder. They got other stuff to get to. There was an article I read that said if Bill Gates dropped $1,000 in his pocket, it will cost him more to bend down and pick the money up than it would be to keep walking. Think about that. It will cost him more money to pick up that $1,000 than if he would just keep walking, because he's making more than that a second. Your clients that pay what you want to make don't have time to have six meetings with you. They don't have time to do a lot of talking and pointing, and I like this, and I feel like, nope. They have time to present the problem and look at your solution and give it a thumbs up. That's it. So you need to be as turnkey as possible. The clients that got time to go over and look at and do, and they don't have the bag. They don't. Sorry, not sorry. I'm here to keep it real with you. I'm here to be honest with you. If nobody told you, the higher you go up and the bigger clients will have less time for you. And if you're saying my client don't got time, they not calling me back, you're probably difficult to work with. My client, I set up three meetings and my client ain't, I'm still waiting on my client. You're somebody else who walked in and can have 2 15-minute phone calls and get everything they need for five times what you charging will get that job over you. Because if your client got to do your job for you, they don't need you. And you can tell when somebody don't know what they're doing because they ask the wrong questions. Go take your car to a mechanic. And he asks you the wrong question. You out of there. Oh, this is a Mustang GT? This is a V8? Is this a V8 and a GT? Hey, take my car off this lift, bro. Hey, we out of here. This a Dodge? The Challenger, that's a Dodge, right? Hey, lower my car, fam. I'm good. We out of here. Go sit in somebody's barber chair. And they like, so the fade is when it start with the, we going to start with the skin and we going to fade up into the hair. That's how you want it on the sides? Hey, bro, take this off me, bro. I'm out of here. Some of you guys ask questions like that. Some of you guys talk like that to your client and wonder why they're not happy to move forward, why they're not calling you back, why they're not signing proposals, why they're not excited about working with you, or why they have worked with you and didn't call you back. They ain't even tell you if they liked it or not. And it was like, all right, you delivered it. They said, okay. A lot of you guys are like that to your clients and you don't realize it. The good thing about being a content creator is that you can grab the camera, you can develop your skill, and you can charge more for it than you currently make, right? You can go at higher tax brackets than where you currently are with this tool. But guess what? You need to know how to maneuver in those tax brackets. You need to know what they want. They don't want what you want. They don't like what you like. They don't move like you move. They move differently. That's why they are there. You have to learn their world and what problems they have. You have to solve big boy problems to make big boy money. You can't solve $2 problems. What your cousin, the reason your cousin wants photography and videography is not the reason that business owner wants photography or videography. Your people who got parties don't make money. It's not a return on investment. They would like to have somebody there to take pictures, but it's never a return on investment. So their budget of working with people is always minimal. What's the cheapest I can get this done for? That's why we teach you to go from B to C to B to B. Businesses make money with content. Their budgets are greater. What they need is a lot simpler because they need a formula that works. Your friend wants the dopest music video he can get in hopes that it will make him go viral. He want a lot for a little. He don't know how much money this is going to make for him. He's never seen video provide a return on investment. That client, that business owner, knows that when I post a TikTok, I get a lot of phone calls, which turns to money for me. So my goal is to post to TikTok as much as possible and post greater content that drive traffic to my business because I make money off of it. So I'm willing to spend more and to spend consistently to do this. If you don't understand that as a content creator, you may go in offering the wrong thing, or you may be grossly undervaluing what you offer. That's why it's important to understand the business side of this. Put that camera down and let's think of ways we can use that camera as a tool to help solve the problems of those who have the bag. And their problems are different than our problems. So we need to understand what those problems look like. And we need to provide a solution to those problems. That's what we talk about at Flash Film Academy. That's it. That's what we talk about. Listen, I'm not going to hold you all day, fam. I'm not going to hold you all day. If you want to get down, you can download the app. The app is available in the store. Listen, let me say this too. Gym alert. There are a lot of great gurus. There are a lot of great YouTube channels. There are a lot of great people who talk about how to create dope content. I respect them. Got nothing against them guys. They are great at what they do. This is an area for contenders, not pretenders. If you want to take pretty pictures, there's nothing wrong with that. Photography and videography is a great hobby. It is great for those who want to express themselves artistically using imagery. It's great for those guys. However, in 2024, every single business around you need content. Every business you pass when you on the street need content. The question I always pose that you should be asking yourself is why aren't they hiring you? Every business got a marketing budget. Every business got money that they can spend for content. They got to post on 10 different social media platforms every single day, plus send out emailers, plus have content for their website, plus have communication videos to go to their techs, plus have training videos to go to their techs, plus have training videos to teach you how to fill out their paperwork and work their website. There's so many ways that content, photography and videography are used by businesses to generate revenue. They have the budgets. The question you really have to ask yourself, sitting at home with your $4,000-$5,000 worth of camera gear you done bought and learn how to use, is why aren't they hiring you? When you're ready to answer that question, you come see us at Flash Film Academy. You come check us out. Because that's a question you should have been asking a long time ago. Especially if right now, economy's rough, the dollar's dropping, you need some money, and you holding on a camera that can print money, you just don't know how to connect it to the computer. We got to be real with ourselves. Why aren't they hiring us? When you're ready to answer that question, you come see me at flashfilmacademy.com. Because that's all we're going to talk about. We'll let you fight on whether or not Sony's better than Canon, or if this lens produced more bokeh than that lens. We'll let you have that conversation with your friends. We may even create a community area where you can talk about it and we can talk about color science all day. But for those that's ready to make a living with their camera, you are who I'm talking to. Because there's no way you should know how to use a camera in 2024 and have any type of financial issues. There's no way. So I got a question. Say, do you have course info in the academy on starting from day one? Absolutely. Absolutely. When you join, you get this module. It literally starts from LLCs. Let me tell you, it starts with your family life. That's how deep it goes. Let's talk about what your support system, what you got going on in your life. Let's talk about the foundation of your business, your family, your people, you. Let's talk about where you are in life and if this is the right choice for you. If you are able to start a business. It's hard starting a business when your life is in shambles. But we talk about identifying why you need to look at your life before you start it. We talk about how your family gonna change when you make it. How the people that was clapping for you, they gonna be cool until they start seeing some of the fruits of your labor. Everybody cool with you till you start buying cars and you start getting little comments like, dang, another one? Oh, you got another pair of shoes? You got another camera? Okay. We talk about that. It needs to be talked about. And when you are growing your business and you're growing as a person, you know, great books about being a CEO address the personal side of things. It addressed your partner. And I'm talking about love life, not business partner. Great books that teach you how to be a business owner and CEO go into personal life, because you can't build a great business on a bad foundation. If you waking up hating life every day, if you don't have your stuff together, great CEOs have a solid, consistent life at home. The ones that don't falter, they have issues. They everywhere, no diddy. Let's just be real. Let's be honest here. So great, if you learn about great CEOs, they usually have consistency in their home life. And we talk about that because that's important. If you don't have it, why it's important, why you need to look at it, at going to get it. It's very important. Very important. Don't skip over that when you start in a business. Don't be going through a divorce filing for LLC. And you file for the LLC before the divorce is final, and now somebody got half of your business. Come on, we got to think about that. I'm not the place that's going to beat around the bush and give you 2 hours of fluff and create a vlog of me waking up, walking to my truck to tell you about business. I'm not going to do that. We are a place for contenders, not pretenders. So if you're about that life, as some would say, where I'm from, if growing your business is important, if doing this full time is important, if doing this enough where it alleviates some of the financial stress in your life is important, then you now have a home. It's called Flash Home Academy. So, there's no soft way to deliver that to you. I want to be honest to you. There's no soft way to deliver the importance of the business side of what we do, especially when times are getting tough. Everything, all of the value of everything is shooting up around us. The pay can't match it. It's hustle time. And if you got a camera and you don't know how to use it to make money in 2024, where everybody need what you have, something's wrong. You're literally starving to death inside of a grocery store. Literally. Content is the new crack. And we know what crack did. Content is, I can't make it softer. Content is the new crack. You got 12 screens in your house. TVs. You got a TV on your refrigerator. You got a TV on your arm. You got a TV in your pocket. Content is the new crack. And every screen in your life is a crack pipe. And if you can create content to go on them screens, you shouldn't have a problem financially in 2024. And if you do, the disconnect is not your ability to buy gear. The disconnect is your ability to connect with clients. It's your ability to present, your ability to solve problems to people who need those problems solved. That's it. And if you're not being serious about that, about understanding that, if you think better gear is going to get you there, then you don't understand business. You're lost in the sauce. So it's so important that you realize that the piece that you're missing is this piece. Not this piece. is this up here. When you're ready to go and make this better, your pockets will grow. Your life will change. Your circle will change. Your car will change. Your house will change. And of course, your gear will change. It's crazy to think that buying gear is going to bring you more gear. This is what brings you more gear. I got more gear than I can ever. I got 14-foot cranes I've used twice that I bought just to buy because business was good and I always wanted it. I got a 14-foot crane and a 21-foot crane. It's collecting dust. I bought Reds because I wanted them, two of them, just because I felt like that's the big boy toy. Don't get me wrong. I use it. They have a place in my business, but I'm going to be real with you. 60% of it was a flex. It was just me doing good in business and saying, what else can I buy? Because the business is great. So could I still shoot that same stuff with my A7S III? Absolutely. My A7S III is my go-to camera for my corporate stuff because it's fast. The focus lock on is easy. So there's a time and place for everything. Don't get me wrong. When you understand the business and your pocket grow, you can flex however you want. That's on you. There's cars I bought because I wanted it. I got a motorcycle I barely ride. I want it. I'm not selling it. I like to look at it. Maybe I'll take it out and go for a spin. Who cares? It's mine. It's paid off. When business is good, you can do that. So that's why I encourage you guys to focus on growing the business, because everything you want in life is on your ability to understand the business side of it. When you're ready to do that, let me know. I can't make it any simpler for you. When you're ready to take that step, flashfromacademy.com. For those that will be at NAB, for those who don't know what NAB is, NAB is the National Association of Broadcasting Conference in Las Vegas. They have it every year. I will see you guys there. I'll be walking around, me and my gold members. You may see me with an entourage of my people, of my contenders. If you will be at NAB, would love to see you. Run up on me and be like, yo, Ty, I watch your stuff or whatever. Just, you know what I'm saying? So those who will be at NAB would love to see you there. All my gold members, we already know what we're doing. We already know how we rolling. It is what it is. But everybody else, again, when you're ready to grow the business side, come see us. When you want to know why those companies are hiring you, today, it's your homework again. When you get in your car and you go somewhere, I want you to look at every business you pass. You can put a dollar amount on every business you pass. Put $100, hypothetically, which we know is way low. But just to keep numbers simple, I want you to put $100 on every business you pass. And when you get to the stoplight, I want you to count up how much money you left on the table. Every stoplight, I want you to count up how much money you left on the table. It is what it is. I'll see y'all in the next video.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.